Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. They ain't going to be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economics. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control buildings and industry, and put that pulls in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 or 13 times for at least. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folks got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations, who got the money? That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor, then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk own and control less than 35 thousandths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly, they can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisoners in the United States are black people. You only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March, boy, who cares? Marching, they never changed anything.
Come on.
many a young athlete entertains hoop dreams. Few, if any, have tried as hard to make them come true as the kid our Steve Hartman has gone to see.
Every week, he set himself up for disappointment. Every week, 13-year-old Jamarian Stiles came to this community center in Boca Raton, Florida, hoping to play basketball with the other kids. And every week, he was rejected.
They'll start picking teams, and I will be the only one left out. And then they'll just tell me, just go home and stuff. You can break someone's heart like that.
The problem was obvious to everyone but Jamarian. He lost his hands and most of his arms as an infant due to a rare bacterial infection. But he insisted that was no reason to give up his hoop dreams.
What about soccer? Have you heard of that sport?
Yeah, hear it every day.
Why don't you play soccer? That just seems like the obvious thing.
You would think that I would be good at soccer. I'm really not. I'm horrible.
Which is why, on the first day of class here at Eagles Landing Middle School, Jamarian took his case to basketball coach Darian Williams.
Yeah.
Said he wanted to be on the team this year.
I said, all great, well, just make sure you try out.
He said, okay, great, but what are you really thinking?
This man has no arms.
Yeah.
How is he going to play basketball? But man, he told me, Mr. Williams, I've never been on a team before. Even if I don't play, I just want to be on the team. And how could I say no to that?
And that's how the Eagles got their first armless basketball player. Jamarian, number two there, quickly earned a reputation as the hardest worker on the squad.
He was usually the first one in the gym, usually the last one to leave.
Still, he sat on the bench most of the season.
Try one more.
Until last month. Coach put him in the game with about 6 minutes left. And when he eventually got the ball on the far side of the court, everyone yelled, shoot it! So he did. And sank. A three-pointer. And if you didn't quite see that, don't worry. Because shortly after, he got the ball again. This time on the near side. For another three-pointer. At the buzzer. Jamarian Stiles. The kid no one would pick. Was now everyone's hero. Needless to say, today, Jamarian can play all he wants at the community center. He just made the volleyball team and has every intention of playing football next year. Really, the only thing he won't play is the victim.
If I could wave a magic wand right now and give you your arms back, would you want them?
I don't need them.
You don't need them?
No.
Who needs hands when you've got this kind of touch?
Now, learn this from Joel Osteen. That's my man. He be texting me. That's my man. This, God done put some people around me, show me some stuff. He was telling this story. He said this man that went to heaven, and he was walking with Peter down this aisleway, and it was going down this corridor, had a lot of doors on it, and said all these doors had names on it. And he said, Peter, let me ask you something. What's all these doors, these names on? He said, don't worry about it. Just go ahead. So he kept walking. He messed around. He saw one of them doors and had his name on it. He said, whoa. He said, hey, Peter, this here ain't got my name on it. Something I need to know? He said, man, don't worry about that. You here now. Just go on in there and talk to him. See what he's here. He said, nah, I want to know what's in the door. He said, you sure you want to see what's in the door? He said, yeah. So he opened up the door. It was a warehouse. It had number shelves on it. And then the shelves had nothing but packages. And all the packages had his name on them. And he said, what is all these boxes? He said, that's all of the blessings, all of the things God wanted to ship to you. But number one, you didn't ask him for it. Then number two, you didn't believe you would have it. Then you doubted him, and then you felt like you wasn't worthy, and so now all these boxes is up here. Now the man standing there wishing he had never even been in the room, and I started thinking. I got some dudes that work for me, and I said, I want you to do this graph for me, and that's what I'm finna show you now. See, what you happen is, when God sends your package, he only sends it to one street. That's Faith Street. You got to stay in faith. You can't move off of Faith Street. You can't get on Doubted Drive. You can't be over there and start doubting it because your package going to go right on by. You can't, lose your faith and get on not meant to be way, because your package is going to keep going right on by. Because the package just go to Faith Street. You can get your little feelings hurt, I ain't worthy. Guess what? Your package going to keep going right on by. You have not because you ask not. Then you sit up here and start feeling sorry for yourself. You go on pity way, your package keep going right on by. If you stay right on Faith Street, don't ever come off, because the blessing is coming. If you wait on it, here it comes. It may not come when you want it, but it on time. But if you get up and you move off of Faith Street, your box gonna get sent back to sender. And now you're gonna have a warehouse with a bunch of boxes with your name on it that you didn't never get. And I don't know about you, but I want everything he got for me. If he got something for me, I need all of mine. Because I don't know about you, but God lay you out, man. God will give you stuff. Man, he done took me places I ain't never thought I was going to go. I done seen parts of the world I never even thought I could go to. He done gave me stuff. He done put people in my life. God will do it for you, man. But you just got to stay, man. Use these principles of success. Understand, God is just that way. He'll lay you out. Because if he can lay me out, see, if he fix me and change me and get me over here trying to do better, I ain't perfect. I'm just trying to do better. I still say some stuff I ain't supposed to say. You understand? I ain't got it all together yet. I just got in the gate. I'm a new kind of Christian. But ain't no lock on my gate either. So if you see, once you check me, I'm probably going to check you back. But I'm getting better at that. I don't know how to love my enemies yet. I'm getting better at it, though. But it's a process. And the more times we can make people understand that it's a process, the more people can come in. And y'all people that have been good to me, that have been praying for me. I mean, man, my mama, if she could see me now, I just wish my mama could see me. Because she's been praying for this hill all her life. Watch my son. Well, he done watched me, mama. And I'm cool now. And my philosophy is very simple. I was who I was, but I am who I am. And I'm cool with both them people. Because who I was wasn't that bad a cat. I made some mistakes, but I've been changed a little bit. And it's still a process. And the more people that you invite into the process, the better this is. Because ain't nobody perfect no how. So I really appreciate y'all, man, hearing me and listening to me. I'm going to ask Kirk Franklin if he will come.
Wildcat the other night. Say, what everybody's looking for this? What everybody's looking for today? They're looking for escapism.
We got one out of two of them motherfuckers, you know?
You mean you motherfuckers come strolling in here all walking tall and shit?
Yo, B.I., man, I'm saying, man, we was blazing on them dudes, man, you know what I'm saying? Just got in the heat, man, we was blazing, though. It was late.
All right, relax, man. I already heard. Go sit down. I'm not tweaking behind none of this. That's one less motherfucker that's breathing than was yesterday, you know what I'm saying? So we all good. But I'm surprised with you, though, man. Shit didn't get by you back when.
Well, my man's fault, man. I unloaded on the younger too soon, man. Gave him enough room to buck and run, man. I fucked that shit up myself, you know.
Hold on. It's on me. I had that kid in my sights. Close enough to take off his Kango and half his dome with it. Couldn't squeeze the trigger. Couldn't do it, man.
Why not?
Wasn't in me, I guess. You know, whatever it is in you that lets you flow like you flow and do that thing, it ain't in me no more.
All right. So you done soldiering, but you ain't done. Could use you for what you got in your head. We're gonna put you on a corner. You could be inside.
Oh, man. I ain't making myself clear. The game ain't in me no more. None of it.
But you ain't done shit else. You know what I'm saying? So what you gonna do?
I don't know. But it can't be this.
All right, then. We straight.
B, he was a man in his time, you know?
He a man today. He a man.
Did you prime it? That little rubber ball right there next to the spark plug. Gotta push it in three times before you try to start it. Gets the gas going to the car.
You want the truth? I ain't never used one of these. Never had no call to.
Yeah, well, I didn't pick you up for your landscaping skills. All these Spanish, they on paper too. Only use people like y'all. Sometimes it comes back on and sometimes it works out fine.
Well, how long you been uptown?
10 years.
Hotter than a motherfucker out here.
Yeah, it's hot. Every day, you gonna be riding in the back of that hard truck, bouncing around. Every day. And your back's gonna be yelling at you. Every day. I used to drive an SL. Pretty gold convertible. Nice rims. I don't even think on that car no more.
You put it behind you, huh?
Some can't. I'm just saying. You wanna stay on the straight. Ain't gonna be no big reward to it. This is it, right here. Prime that bitch three times. She'll start right up.
Thank you. Jordan.
Hey, Stove, girlfriend, we need to talk for a minute.
Yeah, sweet thing.
We met before.
Nah, baby, but that can happen.
We ain't met, excuse me.
Hey, it's just talk, baby.
Get the fuck out the way.
Ooh. Look, girl, all we need for you to do is talk to us for 5 minutes.
Just don't think it.
Hey, look, hold on, girl. All we want to do is...
Now we gonna talk.
We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but our people have a very serious problem. America's problem is...
Everyone, you don't have to be soft to be for peace. Robbing and killing and murdering is the least. You don't have to be
question. Let's get together before we're falling apart. I heard a brother shot another, it broke my heart. I don't understand the difficulty, people. Love your brother, treat him as an equal. They call us animals, I don't agree with them. I'll prove it wrong, but right is what you're proving them. Take heed before I leave to what I'm saying, or we'll all be on our knees praying.
Heavy beat, deep in the heart of the matter. The self-destruction is served on a platter. Making a day, not failing to anticipate. They got greedy, so they fell for the bait. That makes them a victim, picked and plucked. New jack in jail, which is the best they ever duck. There's no one around, cause in jail you're a number. They never took the time to wonder about
self-destruction. Yeah, but self-destruction. Self-destruction. Yeah, but self-destruction.
Yes, we urge to merge. We live for the love of our people, to hope they get along.
Yeah, so
getting a point to our brothers and sisters who don't know the time.
Boy, so we run around.
Stand in your head, you know our job to build and collect ourselves with intellect.
Come on.
To revolve, to evolve, to self-respect.
Cause we got to keep ourselves in check.
Or else it.
Don't know. You think this looks right?
Well, you knock him down.
So the police won't scope me so easy.
For now, all they gotta do is be like, yeah, go over there and just grab that little nigga with the braid.
Damn, boy, you later than the motherfucker. You sitting out here watching money walk away.
I'm about to have a day off. Packers were stolen, eh?
What? Out the back of your basement?
They kicked my motherfucking door, and that's how they do.
But look, how the police know where you even be keeping your stash at?
You sneaky-ass bitch. That's how they know. I'm gonna find his ass, too. All right, man, I'm out.
Damn, son. Can I send the police ticket? He said they kicked his door in. They ain't locked no one up. Yo, you see that door? Where the hinges broke? I mean, he said they put the boot to it. Them hinges gotta be hanging free. I swear to him, yo. He wasn't trying to scheme me. That little motherfucker took that shit for himself. Bet it. And now, you gotta step to him. Put something real behind them words.
What you mean Kanard took the stash? And he's still walking around?
I'm gonna talk to him, Ma. Make sure this never happened again.
Look at me, boy. Kanard got to feel some pain for what he did. He got to.
I don't...
You don't what, motherfucker? This how you pay me back for the love I showed? Shit. I've been kept you in Nike since you were in diapers.
I'm trying.
You trying, huh? That's what you gonna tell your father the next time you see him? That you trying? Or you gonna tell him what you done?
Well, he done got him locked up.
That's right. Weebay walked in Jessup a man, and he gonna walk out one. But you out here, wearing his name, acting a bitch. Oh, look at you, crying now. Fuck you think you going? Get your ass back here. I ain't done talking to you.
Hey, yo, Kanard. Why you lying to me?
What you talking about?
You said the police kicked your door in. I seen the door. They ain't kicked shit in. How you gonna lie?
Go on, man.
Yo, where the package at, man?
Package up my ass, Gump.
Y'all might though.
You're about to. Go on, walk, Gump ass motherfucker.
Look at that little nigga getting his ass beat.
Y'all was talking too goddamn much. Go ahead, Nay. Get your pack off this bitch. So we could go. I ain't want it.
Garcia Wallace? We're looking for your son. Thought you might help us out as to his whereabouts.
Where who? Shit, I'd be looking for that smart little nigga too. Boy took me for $10.
Recently?
What's going on out there?
Nothing. A couple of police interrupted me while I'm trying to get my drink on.
But your son might be in some danger.
He gonna be in some danger right here. He shows up. Snatched that 10 out of my purse without asking. I'll slap it right out of his eyes.
Look, here's my card. You run into him, you call me.
Hey, Ma. How's New York?
Hey, Miss Bryce. How are you?
Who asking?
This is my teacher, Ma. Mr. Colvin.
Why he here? You in trouble?
You stayed at our house last night. And you being in New York and all. Tell her.
Cops picked me up saying I was slinging. They was going to send me to baby booking.
We took him in.
You leave my son the fuck alone. And you. You afraid to go to baby booking? The fuck is wrong with you, boy? Get in the damn house.
It wasn't me who fucked up.
Oh, really? So who did? Why the fuck are we here?
Listen, all you need to do is keep your head through the bail hearing. Got a good shot of bringing you home here.
Then what? Hmm? We gonna take the weight for all the shit in the trunk of that car? Where's Wallace at? Where's the boy, String?
D'Angelo, shut your mouth.
Where's Wallace? That's all I want to know.
Kid, you better think.
Where the fuck is Wallace? Huh? String, look at me. Look at me! Where the fuck is Wallace? Huh?
I don't want this Payless man, motherfucker, representing me. I'm gonna get my own man. All right? So just get back in your car and get the fuck back down south.
All right, you stupid motherfucker. You made the decision.
Yeah, I made my decision. Where's Wallace at? Where the fuck is Wallace? Where's Wallace, String? String! Where the fuck is Wallace? Huh?
Forgive me, but how am I to know you did not ship them empty?
I just don't know, you know, let me see. Maybe if I had a 4 megapixel, 3x optical, fully digitalized camera, I could have taken some quality photos of them Benzes and S cans. But oops, I forgot my camera got busted. Or you know what I could do? I could get old Boris to skulk around them docks, you know? Keep the old commie red eye on them containers, make sure the dock boys are playing me straight.
They are what I order.
Yes. I got you the S-Series in the colors that you wanted. I even got one parked outside. You want to see?
Outside. No.
I'm just taking her out for a spin, Chief. I'm going to put her back tonight. Wait one. You know, them cards list out at better than 60,000 each.
20% was last week. Today the quote is 10. Still, it's good money for a few hours' work, eh?
No! Oh, no! No fucking way! We had a deal, motherfucker! A deal! You listen to me. It was my fucking ass out there on the line. Mine! And this piddling shit is the best that you come up with? You don't play me like that. You don't. Fuck you. You thieving Greek cunt.
Malaka! The Greek, Timo. You do not know that one, chief, but you know Malaka, yes? Now you know Malaka with dread.
Malaka.
Lawyers are saying a bail might be tough. I'm trying. You know I'm trying, right? What happened?
I don't know. I got tired. Got tired of being a punchline to every joke.
You had problems, you could have come to me. Could have said something.
You wouldn't have heard. You are always too busy dredging up the canal. Making sure the right bum got elected.
buying another round for the house. I always used to think you were working all them hours you spent away.
It was all work, Zig, even when it wasn't. For you and your mother.
I bet you didn't even tell her I've been here, did you? Maybe you did, and Shari took 3 Nebutal, sleeping a day away.
Leave her out of this.
She's out of it, don't worry. Pop. When I seen what I did to that kid down at the store, it made me sick of my stomach.
That ain't you, Zig.
It ain't. Because the same blood don't flow for us, Pop. I mean, I wish it did, but it don't.
You're more like me than you know. You're a Sabaka.
Fucked is what I am. What can I say?